Siman Reish Mem Aleph. Siman Reish Mem Aleph seems like, well, how relevant could it be? It actually talks, it really begins by talking about something that wouldn't be Chayiv of Misa for. But there is one pretty important sugya, and the truth is that might be.
We're doing tour or Shulchanach?
What?
Tour or Shulchanach?
Tour, we'll start on the tour, because there's actually an interesting dark emotion here.
Yeah.
That,
okay. But that's not the tour, that's the Shulchan Aruch.
Actually, we're
going to
start the tours in the front.
We're
going to start
in the Ramah.
Okay. So,
We'll go back one more time.
That's what the custom says.
What's going on? They're looking for the tour, so the beginning of the tour is Siman Reish Mem Aleph. So it begins by saying, Hamakal Avuimu Chayev Skila. The one who curses their father and mother, they'd be Chayev Skila. That's what the tour says. Imhu Be'idim Vasra. So long as they are Edim and Asra Amis. So it's interesting that the tour at all talks about that. Usually the tour doesn't really get into things that are Chayev Misa and not, or especially not how, or that they need to be Edim and Asra, but whatever, that's what the tour comments for the male, female. And then it goes on and says, what are we talking about? Only if you actually use one of the Shemos Hashem. If you don't use one of the Shemos Hashem, so then you just violate the law, like everything else. Okay, fine. That's what the Torah says. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Moshe here quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin. An interesting thing, though. The Kasav Mahari B'Paskav, referring to the Trumas Hadeshin, Chelek Beis Simon Tzavach Beis. Should track this down here. Where he says, Katan Shekil Aviv B'Nikusa. What about a child who curses their father while they're still a kid? Yosef ben Yudalek Shana, when he's still only 11 years old. So let's say when he's 11, 12 years old, he violates a prohibition. Right? So what's the status of that love? Right? What happens in terms of a punishment for that love? Like, does he have to do tshuva for that love? Is it a love? Is there any idea of a prohibition that's applicable to a child when he's 12, to a boy who's 12 years and 9 months old?
Okay, so it's specific for that.
Right,
so
the Truma Sedeshin is responding to the question that is specifically asked about that context, but really that's a klal, that's a yisod. What is the status of a prohibition that is done by a child before they turn bar bat mitzvah?
Okay, that's the general.
So he says, or avir achas ba'oso eis, feroz l'kabel tshuva. Right, he wants to do tshuva on it. So near the hakatan, afilu higil l'chinuch, lav bar onesh. Even a child that has come to the age of chinuch is lav bar onesh. They're not subject to punishment. Vazharahu klal kodum shehevi beisaro. So they're not really subject to the punishment or even the lav at all, so long as he has not yet demonstrated that he has shtei saros, two hairs. Mikomakum daika tamu the bekamaduchti the simin rahu lekata shenasu machsholas tachas yado. However, it is a bad sign for a child who has done these who does these bad things, who has these stumbling blocks. Now, truly, I'm not sure what he's referring to. The only thing he in the tshuva itself, and it says in Shas in many places, right? That's what he says. The Simon Rahu. So he does quote a couple in the tshuva itself. So he does quote a few Gemaras that talk about that there's no lav on the child. But yet, Beistin is and the question of whether Beistin is mechuyev to separate him from it or not. But he says, I see from there the fact that Beistin is a question whether you'd have to separate from it. We assume that he wouldn't, meaning if a child is about to, baby Cohen is about to go into a cemetery. I think that's what the case is talking about. Or Midara Katan Ochel Nevelos, right? In Beistin, the Katan is going to eat the Nevela. Beistin is not obligated to pull the Nevela out of his hand. However, but if, and it says the Trumas Hadeshin, and if there would be a punishment from Beistin, why not? Of course they would have to do it. So you see that they're not subject to punishment. It sounds like they're not subject to lav at all. However, there are several places here that you see that it's problematic. It's a bad sign. But in the footnote here, he doesn't quote any Gemaras. He just quotes Rishonim that seems to be pointing this out. So I'm not sure what he's referring to. But anyways, it's a bad sign. So therefore what? So now I'll pick up back here. L'kach nira, therefore it seems, toshi kabel alav ezo kapara. It doesn't make sense for him to do something like kapara. V'ani eineni rogil kol kach laharich kapara v'tshuva v'mishkal. He says, I'm not so good at figuring out what it should be. what the kapara should be. Meaning, I'll go to someone, and actually here he mentions somebody who we should go to. You should ask him what to do, right? In terms of what to do for a kapara. But yes, it does make sense that a child before the age of bar mitzvah should still be attaining some type of kapara. A, not just because of the chinuch involved of kapara.
Yeah.
That's not really what he's talking about. He's just saying that it's a simin ra. If a child is 12 years old and he's going and stealing things, actually he gave the example here of of cursing out his parents, or he gives another example in the beginning of it. That he gave testimony about a good guy that he was a robber. Right? He came in.
Well, the kid did?
That's what he says.
No.
So those are two examples of this kid. Right? Sounds like a Ben Soramora already, right?
Not quite.
He's saying that that's a simon ra, right? Bad signs with regards to 11, 12 year old, those
such
things. So it makes sense to impose some type of kapara upon him.
And the kid in Dark Emotion, he wanted to do tshuva? Is that what I say over?
It sounds like the kid. Right, does the kid want to
war school, whatever? Yeah. Is that fold into this? Well, find out. I thought I heard he said he
said he was asked about a child who did these things.
Yes.
That's all he says. He doesn't say about whether the child.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like the child's one asking the question.
Well,
it seems like his rabbi or something.
Okay.
Is the parent ever responsible for the kid doing stuff?
Yeah, the parent is responsible for keeping, for being mafresh from the kid, for separating from the kid. Yeah.
The parent has to separate.
Yeah. If the child's about to eat treif, so the parent's supposed to keep it away from.
When a child's bar mitzvah, you say bar shep torah, indicating until then there was a couple
of that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Beyond trying to stop, is there any culpability? And what's the nature of that?
Yeah. So, and yes, last night we spoke about this with Menachem Chamar, the issue of chinuch that Rav Moshe had in Soros Moshe, chilek beis, and by over there, I did a serious omer. So we talked about last night that Rav Moshe said that a child between the age of the child was bar mitzvah between the spheres of Omer, so he should continue counting because he has a mitzvah of chinuch that continues. So the continuation of that, I stopped in the middle of that piece. Right? The continuation of that is, he says, if there's chinuch that continues on after the age of bar mitzvah, so why is the father saying baruch haptarani when the child turns bar mitzvah? To which Rav Moshe says, he's plus the parent loses his culpability at that point. As he's, the requirement of chinuch continues, but like the responsibility for the problems shift from the parent to the child. I kind of skimmed that. I didn't read the whole thing. I think that's where he's driving it. Yeah, but what exactly is the nature of the culpability that a father has that he says that bracha? I don't know. She will be bar mitzvah in a year from now, and I'll maybe figure it out for that occasion.
I think there are those who don't say it anyway.
People don't say it because it's not a bracha that's in the Gemara. People don't say it b'shem u'malchus for sure, because although that suggestion is there. The Grundiks do? You did.
Well.
That's the way it is in the book.
In the book.
What book?
In the Vilna Gaon Seder.
In the Vilna Gaon Seder. It has to be the Vilna Gaon Seder. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Nope. All right. So anyways.
That book has the same Vilna Gaon Seder.
So while we're here, so when Aleph was talking about cursing, we'll see the Shulchan. Let's just stay back here. Beis is, if you hit the father in the ear, that's example that the Gemara gives. If you give the father and hit the father and make him deaf, so even though there's no blood, still the Gemara comments, there's no way that the father went deaf and there was no blood, so the child would be culpable for that as well. Okay. Gimel now gets interesting. So Lefichach, therefore the Torah continues. Lefichach hayel aviv kotz tachov b'psaro. If the father had a thorn in his that's stuck in his skin. Lo yotzi, the child shouldn't take it out. Shema yavo lasos bo chabura, lest the child make a chabura in the father. V'chein imu make his dam. Let's say the child is a bloodletter or rofir, is a doctor. Lo yak his dam la'avi, he shouldn't bloodlet his father. Lo yachto chlo aver.
I said oi.
And nor should he
amputate
a ver, right? Even though he wants to heal the parent, if he does it, it's pater. Because there's someone else to do it. And the father's in pain, I raise and make his vechote if he should go and pull out the splinter and take the blood, and etc. So whatever he's supposed to do. So where is this coming from? So it's actually methodologically, it happens to be a very interesting Gemara. Because the Gemara says, if you look at the Beis Yosef on the first page, where he started with Gimel, so he's saying he's quoting from the Rambam, and at the bottom line of the Beis Yosef on the first page that we started at, it says, Vitamo Midigarsim Bereish Perakanechlach. The reason for the Rambam is based on what it says in Gemara Sanhedrin, or what does it say? Now we're at the top of the page. Then Mao Shiyaki's Dam La'aviv. That the Gemara asks, what about a child who could be make his dam for the father? So Rav Masna Amar V'haftal Recha Kamocha. So Rav Masna responded by saying, V'haftal Recha Kamocha. It's a little bit of a strange answer, but it seems to be implying that it should be mother, right? Kolomar Lohus Haru Yisrael Milasos L'chavireyim. That Yisrael wouldn't be commanded from doing these to their friends. El Davar She'enu Chafetz Lasos. Except for something that he didn't want him to do to himself. But here he did. So it sounds like what? Based on that Gemara, it sounds like it's saying it's okay, right? What do you mean? The father wants you to take to help him out, but you're not going to help him out? How could that possibly be? But then the Gemara then brings in two stories. Rav Dimi Bar Chinuna Amar, Maka Adam Umaka Behema, Ma Maka Behema L'Refua Pater, Af Maka Adam L'Refua Pater. I'm sorry, Rav Dimi continues on and says, just as a Maka Adam should be like a Maka Behema, just as if you make a wound in a Behema to help him out, right, so you're going to be exempt, so too, if you do it for refuah for a human, also be pater. Fine. Also, sounds like it's mutter so far. Rav lo shavik lebare lemishkal le salua. But then all of a sudden it says Rav would not permit his.
You have Rav Papa.
Rav Papa, you have?
Yeah, interesting.
You're just I have Rav.
So I see the Riff and the Rush are Gorius Rav Papa.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wait a second. I have Rav lo shavik.
I have Rav. You have.
Isn't this the same edition?
1 second. Are you looking in the Bach? Or are you looking in the Beis Yosef?
You're in the Beis Yosef.
Yes. So apparently, there's a Girsa problem, right? The same Gemara is quote on the top of the Bach and the top of the Beis Yosef. So okay, but anyways, but right, but there is a Girsa issue here, as you can see at the bottom of the page.
Look at the bottom of the page because it shows you the Aleph shows you the Girsa.
Yeah. So either Rav or Rav Papa, one of them, Lo Shavik Labari Lemishka Leisilu would not permit his child to remove the splinter from him, and Mar Barei De Ravina Lo Shavik Labare Lemiftach Le Kavuta. And this Mar Barei De Ravina wouldn't permit his son to lance a boil. Right, Peirish Koyel Lahotzi Lecha to permit the pasta come out of Imena Dilma Chavil Vahavale Shigas Chenek. That perhaps he will cause a wound, and that will be a Shigas Chenek. He will be Chayev Chenek B'Shul. Right, and that's a big problem. So we don't want to do that. So there is a bit of what happened there, right? You have a Gemara states a din. It sounds like it's giving a psak, and then it quotes two stories that say the opposite. So it sometimes happens in the Mishnah, and the Gemara will raise a question. The Gemara will say my solicitor, right? The story in the Mishnah seems to be contradicting the halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and often the Gemara will say chasuri machzor of halchi gatani. It was missing words, and now I'm going to add them in. But here you can't do that. So what's going on here? So mashmalei la'rabim. So Rambam says the Rav Masav Rav Dimi Lehatera Pashtua Upater, right? The Amar Rav Dimi Pater Umater, right? That really he was saying that's Pater Umater. Who Dumiyad the Pater? The Amar V'Maka Behema, right? Uvda the Rav the Mar Bereid Ravina. But those stories Lo Pigia Pasha the Rav Masav. They weren't really arguing on the previous din Pashtua Lehatera the Rav Mar Bereid Ravina. Right? Came to have Umashka Achrin until Abdulahu Lo Shavki Leparai Hu Lemeyu Levesa Suffik. Right? That because there are other people around, so they didn't want to do it. And enter into the suffix. Aval lo hava mishkachi man da'avid lehu. But if there's nobody else to do it, shafki lebarayhu chid the pashtua Rav Masav Rav Dimi. So then allow the son to do it as Rav Masav Rav Dimi would have explained. Right. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam is that those stories were demonstrating a chumrah, meaning the psak is its mother, and this point of the stories is to say, but there are those that are machmir on that, and if there's other people around, and obviously there are other people around, the Rambam adds in, even though it doesn't say that in the Gemara, but obviously there must have been other people around, and therefore there are going to be machmir on that din. However, the Riff and the Rush, Kasvu Kalashon Hazeh. However, the Riff and the Rush write like this. Now, immediately, right, the ears should spring up and say, oh, wait, just look at that. This is a rarity. You have a machlokes Riff and Rush against the Rambam, right? So the
Shulchan Aruch should follow the majority.
Right, so we'll see. Right, well, the Shulchan Aruch does. But the Rif and the Rush, what do they say? Kasu Kalashan Azet. Yibayluhu, right? Ben Mao Shiyaki's Dam La Aviv, Asikna Rav Papa Lusha. And it says, Yibayluhu, Ben Mao Shiyaki's Dam La Aviv, right? The question starts with, Ben, can a child be Makis Dam, let the blood of their father? Vasikna Rav Papa, and then it says, Rav Papa Lushavik Labari Lamishka Silua, Marbury Dervina Lushavik Labari Lamishka Chlekavasi. And then, and the answer given is, Rav Papa wouldn't permit his son to pull out the splinter, and Marbury de Ravina wouldn't permit the son to lance the boil. What's left out? The heter. Right? It doesn't say it's mutter. All the quotes to answer the question are these two stories. So what does that sound like? Nira midivrehem, right? So this is, I believe, the Beis Yosef talking now. So nira midivrehem, shehem sovrim de uvda de rav and the marbere de ravina, pligi alpshitusa de rav masna. Meaning those two amorayim are arguing on the first time on rav masna and rav dimi. The kaimelem karav and the marbere de ravina. And that's the way that we would paskin. We would paskin like rav and marbere de ravina, meaning we would be machmir on it, right? And sounds like never permit the son to do it. That's what it sounds like. V'chein kasa Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Arav she'ina ben Mikis dam la'aviv. That seems to be the psak. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban, Torah's Adam, goes through this as well. The Ramban, I think, is really just saying like the Ramban. Okay? So how do we then... it's also an interesting methodological issue. Yeah?
The Rush was the father of the tour.
The Rush was the father of the tour, correct. So you're pointing out...
Seems like the tour is coming out.
The tour seems to be Makel.
Yeah. It's interesting that he's going the other way.
That's interesting.
Especially since
right.
He doesn't...
So,
so these guys would say... I'm not sure that I understand the difference, because if there's nobody else, then they say the father can do it. Then the son can do it.
No, who said...
Well,
I read it someplace. It
no, the Rambam. The Rambam said that.
Okay.
Right, the Beis Yosef was claiming that the Rush and the Rif don't hold that line. Not letting him die, you're just not going to let his blood. Both of those are not sakanas nefashas, right? Let the father live with his splinter, right? Let him, so his blood won't be let today.
Okay. Most of that is not.
Right. Right? Okay, but if it was Sakanas Nefashos, Sakanas Nefashos would beat these things out, right? Okay. It's not an issue of Sakanas Nefashos. Now, in terms of Sheldon's point, right, it's interesting, what did the Rush actually hold? So the way the Beis Yosef is building up the Rush, it sounds like he's saying that the Rush held that it's Usser. Right? It could be that the Tor didn't understand the Rush that way. Maybe the Tor held that the Rush is really saying the same thing. Meaning the Rush was saying that L'chafila, you shouldn't do it. Right, but b'di'evit, it's mutter, even though it's not b'feirush in the Gemara.
He quotes from somebody, but it's probably the Rif that he's quoting. Okay.
Right, that might be how we would answer the tour, but you're right, and in truth is the Beis Yosef, I would think, would comment on that also. Right? Obviously the Beis Yosef read the tour, and he knew the tour would... Right? But anyway, so that's the psak. So how do we then pass him? So again, the Rif and the Rush are machmir, and the Rambam is the one who is makel. Right? So comes the... So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So the Shulchan Aruch itself for... let's start from Aleph quickly. Right? And Aleph starts with Hamakal Ogim Uimo Afila Achar Misasan Chayiv Skila. Right? The person, even after the parent has passed away, you'd be Chayiv Misa as long as there's either man or Sra, and whether a man or whether a female, and what are we talking about when you curse with the Shema with Hashem's name, but if you just curse them with one of the nicknames of Hashem, you wouldn't be chayv; would only be a prohibition. And comes in the Ramah, the Ramah, and then says, right, the chayin hamakel avivimo, and same thing if you hit the parent. Interesting, the Mechaber never says it straight out, right? The idea of hitting, right? He says in Beis about this chiddush with the ear infection, right? But he never actually says straight out if you hit the parent, you'd be chayv misa. So that's added in.
That seems to be the way the Torah did it. Right?
Yeah, right. It could be that's not the fairish in the Gemara. I'm not sure. But v'chayim v'chayim ish, and then he quotes the same. Yeah, fine. Beis is ikawa. Also, the thing with the ear infection. There's no way that he would go deaf without having some blood. And therefore, he went deaf. Gimel, hayakotz tachav la'aviv. There's a splinter or a thorn right in the father. Lo yotziu, he shouldn't take it out. lest you come and make a chabura. Now, it seems that the taking out the splinter, even though blood would come from it, is not actually the problem, right? A chabura is there already, right? It's just a splinter. Right? The problem is, by taking it out, you might be pulling out more skin, right? So you could technically pull it out without causing a problem. It's, we're concerned lest you do more than was necessary. Right? V'chem who make his dam. Similarly, if you let blood, o rofe, lo yuck his dam, or his doctor, if he is a bloodletter or he is a doctor, lo yuck is dam lo aviv, lo yachtach lo aver, not to amputate a aver, afal pish mechaber nerfo, even though it says it's for the father's own good. So the mechaber gives no wiggle room here. The mechaber seems to be machmer. So, and then the Ramah comes in and says, v'medvar mamurim b'sheish sham acher lasos, if there's someone else to do it. Aval yimein sham acher lasos, but if there's no one else around to do it, b'hum itzar, the father's in pain, harehu mekiza, you could let the blood, right, v'choteich and cut whatever you're supposed to do. Now, the Ramah seems to be saying, explaining the Mechaber. Would the Mechaber hold that way? It seems not. So I took a look today in my Yalkut Yosef app to see what the Sfardim really be Machmer on it. And he says, he seems to know, he says, in the case where there's a Tzorach, you could be makel like the you could makel like the Ramah. So he backs off. Now whether he would hold that that's what the Mechaber would say, whether that's just what Rav Avadya would say, I don't know. I Yosef Abraham texted me a Shiloh today, so I had him on, you know, on the top of my texting list. So I texted him back, I got one for you. What would Tzfardim say about this din? To Yosef, it told me that his father was he said that he once asked Rav Shmuel if he could give his father a haircut. I guess David, if this ever actually happened. but Yosef said that he once asked Rav Shmuel whether he could give his father a haircut, because that's actually one of the things that are discussed. That you shouldn't give the father, you shouldn't shave the father, because you often will cause bleeding. Now I'm not sure what with the obviously not with the razor, so whatever it is. So Rav Shmuel told him it was okay. But it could be there that there's really not much of a concern that there would be done. So
you couldn't even mix water.
He said, Yosef said he'd get back to me on the topic.
Yeah, I think I've been nicked by barbers even with scissors. You don't always bleed, but you feel it.
Yeah. What kind of barbers?
Feel it go to,
I've got all kinds of barbers. Well, the barbers used to do all sorts of medicinal things.
Yes.
Yeah, the barbers,
that's right. Yeah.
Some more serious, they did that, they had the signs.
Yep.
So this is not under the rubric of keep it off any. This is something different.
Right. Right. Well, the truth is it's still called Hilchos Kaveh in general.
Yeah, but I mean,
but Reish Pemalef is the Reish Mem Simon Reish Mem is Ezu Kaveh Ezu Mora, and this Simon is Din Maku Makal of Avimo. Yeah. So the question then comes up, right? So sure, you should go and get ideally, right? Even the Ramah said, what are we talking about when there's no one else around? But if there is someone else around, so then you should go and get that. You should go and get that someone else. So the question is, what about if the parent is the most, if the son is the most qualified?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so that's, yeah. So would that be okay? So here in the Nishmas Avram, he quotes from the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is also in the Sephardi League, right? Ben Ish Chai would also be following the Mechaber and says, no, if he's more qualified, then that would be okay. And the Ben Ish Chai also writes that if another person is unavailable, the son is permitted to draw blood and operate on his father. So, which would also seem like the Ben Ish Chai is passing like the Ramah, against the Mechaber or reinterpreting the Mechaber, right? One or the other. But at least this, it seems like the Sephardic tradition is more like the Ramah than with the Mechaber. Now, I found the most interesting question, however, comes from the Gesher HaChaim. The Gesher HaChaim, in the very beginning of Chelek Beis, say he has Shailos HaChuvos Basiyas Chaval La'av Ve'im L'Shem Refuah. Now, Gesher HaChaim is generally Hilchos Avelos, but I guess there are some Refua angles in it. Now, who wrote the Gesher HaChaim? Who knows? Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky, right? Writing in Eretz Yisrael in the early part of the previous century. So that's important to keep in mind who the characters are involved. So in the first perek of the second chelek at the end of the first perek. So he says as follows: "O near lefinius daisi lechadish shafilu nemar shesias rika domel asaras kos uptichas maka yish lehosef nofei chada shalheter." Right? Achareisha ben os mean. Why would the parent want the child to do the whatever medical procedure for the parent? Right. So one reason is because. Right, because he's good at it. Right, what would be another reason?
He doesn't want to pay.
Right, the son is willing to do it for free. Right, the father doesn't. Right, so does that then help it? Right, the son will come over and give him a flu shot in his house, and they won't charge him anything. Right, so would that then make it better? That seems like it make it worse, but would that even that be mutter?
Potentially, sure.
So says Rabbi Yechiel Milcha Achareisha Ben Osarfu Bechinam Umumcha Acher Lo Yase Bechinam. He says no other mumcha that would do it for free. So Ish Lomar Shechashivi Zos Leika Acher. I'm willing to consider this to be like there's nobody else. Dinei Haben Halo Einu Mechuyev Lischer Mumcha Ulshalim Yishalo. Right, the son's not obligated to pay someone else in order for him to be Yotzei, in order for him to fulfill his mitzvah. Right, the din of Kivud Aveim is Mishal Av. Right, so the din of kibud av mishal av, the son wouldn't be mechuyev to pay someone else. That's his psak. Im kein legabi didei, right? Hareza leika acher. Therefore, with regards to the son, from the son's perspective, there's nobody else that would do it for free. So therefore, he would be permitted to do it for free. The problem with that is that who's responsible to get the shot? Right? It's not. Let's say it's a flu shot. Let's use that as an example. Right? It's not the son's obligation to make sure the father gets the flu shot. It's the father's obligation to make sure he gets the flu shot. So he seems to be putting. Meaning, the Gesher Achaim seems to be putting the halachos together, which is what the Bab was saying. Meaning, it's a din of kibud aveim. The father wants the son to do it. From the son's perspective, he doesn't have to spend. He does not mechuyev to spend money to have someone else do it. The father is saying, "I'm not spending money on someone else doing it." So therefore, the son's permitted to go ahead and do it. That's if you consider it together. But who said they're the same din? It could be that kibud aveim is a different din than maka aviv. In which case, there shouldn't necessarily be a heter permitted for the son. So that taina, amongst others, is raised here in the book. I mean, it's interesting. He puts this in, and then he puts the position against him. Who's the position against him? Me'agom Moreno Harav Yitzhak Isaac Alevi Herzak, and he adds in Harav Harashi Eretz Yisrael. So the chief rabbi weighed in on this, and he didn't like it. Right? Dachima Acher Notel Schar Harizek Ein Sham Acher Hinelu Di Ein Zibar. It's not so clear to me. Dachim Mishum the Tzarich Litein Schar Mutul Laniach Livnolas. So this is just what the father doesn't want to pay. Who says the son can do an iser?
The father can't be mocher on this. It seems.
Right.
That's what I meant before, whether it was under the rubric of
correct, right? Because the father had the ability to be mochel, so probably not. In fact, I saw that was raised here. The Minchas Chinuch actually suggests yes. Off of that lumpus, right? It could be the same, but he quotes the whole host of Achronim here that say no, that you can't. And they all are bothered by this Minchas Chinuch. They all come after the Minchas Chinuch and like, why in the world would you be able to be mochel on this? Doesn't seem like something you should be able to be mochel on. So that's what Herzog's time is. What?
You're allowed to be machal kibud aveim, right?
Correct, yeah. but they seem like this should be a separate thing. It's a prohibition, right? Therefore, it shouldn't be allowed. So he quotes here from he himself quotes from Herzog that's not okay. Also, the Hartz Vi, with Tzvi Pesach Frank, also somebody from that neck of the woods from that period of time,
who's
raises the same taina. Yeah, so. Okay. What?
Whose second wife was from Philadelphia?
Second wife was from Philly.
Yes.
But he had a child that ended up here?
I don't know about his child, but I know his second wife was from Philadelphia.
Because there's a Torah, was Rabbi Enton from the Torah Academy. He said to me, I told him to call you. Or he told him to. Yes, but apparently there's a Torah in Torah Academy that's dedicated to Rabbi Pesach Frank. So he asked, like, why in the world would this be? Mm-hmm. So, well, I suggested that you should call Rav Yonos and Sachs, because Rav Yonos and Sachs is an anacle of Ritzvi Pesach Frank. So they called him, and he couldn't figure out exactly how it happened, but I think Rav Sachs's grandfather or something was a Rav here.
Okay.
Also, so I think that there's a... It's not just that his wife left here and went there. I think there are children that were here that are...
I know the granddaughter, so...
Okay, so... So apparently he quotes here that Shlomo Zalman Orbach also wrote to the, oh, it's in here also. Hmm. Ah. Oh, these are all in here, right? He also has the tshuva from Tzvi Pesach Frey, and he also has the tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Orbach on the topic also. All right, so Rav Orbach also wrote to the Geshur Chaim, agreeing with him and saying, the Beis Yosef ruled, like the Rif and the Rush, that although the act is medically indicated, nevertheless, because of the severity of causing more injury to his father than necessary, the son is forbidden to do so, even if another one is not available. Therefore, although the Ramah disagrees and rules that he may treat the father if another is not available, it is possible that one should act a little more strictly. However, since the Rambam and others rule that not permitting the son to treat the father when another is available goes beyond the halachic requirement, one may use his other reason to permit him to treat a parent. Rav Orbach also notes that he found a similar idea to that of the Geshur Chaim and the Yafi Halev, who writes that even if someone else is available for payment, the son will not charge, or the father may choose not to pay. However, the parent is dangerously ill, so then the son will be able to do it, etc. So anyway, so it seems like it is a large machlokas, that issue, right? Can the father make the son cause a chabura even when there are other people around that are just as good, but just the son won't charge him? Seems like there is room to be machmir, but probably me'ikar then one has the right to be makel.
For those who say that forget that phrase, if there's nobody else around, the son can do it.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
If there are others around, but the son is more competent,
yes,
the son can also do it.
Yes. Okay. Right. And I was always wondering about that. Like, what does that mean? I mean, the son's a plastic surgeon, so he's very competent. Like, does it really make a difference if you're giving a shot in someone's biceps? I mean, what does it mean? More, does more competent mean? Like, what if it's something that doesn't require a very high level of competency, right? Do you still then have the heter of using the more competent son?
I've gotten several times in my life. There was one doctor who 90% of the time is pretty painless. Mm. And I've had it a number of times when it certainly is not painless. So if somebody says to me, you're going to have a pick, I say, I'd like to have to do it. So, I mean...